Wonderful. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining this live stream / podcast. So for those of you who don't know me, I'm Justin Hollander. And what we're doing today is a little bit multifaceted. So here you will be participating in this live stream through the Hubbub Studios YouTube channel. Now, Hubbub is something that I have been running for almost 10 years, and we've been recording these comedy episodes of about urban planning. And so if you haven't yet, you know, please do check that out. But I also run a podcast, Cognitive Urbanism. And so this is also going to be integrated into that podcast. So thanks for joining. What we want to do for today's topic is talk about something that's literally happening right now in the news, which is former President Barack Obama has officially opened today his presidential library museum. They're calling it a center. Because it's, you can see on the note here, 19, over 19 acres. It's not just like a building that has his papers. The design that they came up with is much more substantial and includes a public library, and apparently doesn't include his papers. I think everything's just been digitized and it's available on an associated website. But so this is much more of a like a museum garden complex. And so, you know, this is one of the first articles that I read. Michael Kimmelman is a very well-known architectural critic. From the first things I read about what the Barack Obama did here, spending almost $1 billion in Chicago South Side, and he is not generous. So we're going to just start here. Ambitious, formidable, yet it's the tallest monument yet to presidential self-glorification. But if you look at some of these images, these words, cold and forbidding, I think really, really hit the target. I saw somewhere else they were describing it as kind of modern brutalism. I'm not really agree with that particular terminology, but yeah, I mean, certainly it conveys, you know, this is does not look like you know, 1960s, 70s brutalism, but it is definitely scary looking. And let me just skim through a few more of these. This is not a welcoming environment. I mean, there is some stained glass here, which is very attractive, but for the most part, really not welcoming. And that's really the gist of the critique in this article. I wanted to show you guys a couple others. So this is the Guardian. It's a UK paper. Like a Klingon prison. Near windowless. I mean, that's really a big deal, the fact that there are no windows. But what's helpful about this particular image, shot from a drone, you get a sense of the kind of larger complex with the pretty elaborate gardens. And then there's this other, a couple other buildings. I think this is the public library on the site. So if you can look past the tower, it's probably worth understanding a little bit more about how this kind of larger space works. But it's hard to look past the tower, and that's, I think, really what's going on here, that it's a monolith, a 2001 era monolith, and very much out of something out of a sci-fi movie. A monument or a mausoleum, here they said. And I have one more I'm going to show you. This is the New York Post. So, you know, a little bit of a political bent here, but, you know, certainly describing it in negative terms of monstrosity. And then referring to displacement as a, you know, bringing in another kind of element, which we can talk about as well. But I want to just close that. Okay. stop sharing for a second, and we can kind of go back to some of those images. But so for those of you just joining, thank you for being part of the live stream. You know, we are here to talk about the Barack Obama's Presidential Museum Library Center, and this is just, you know, a building that's been recognized through a lot of critics as being just plain ugly. And what can we say about that from an urban planning's perspective? That's really what I want to kind of cover with you guys today. When we as a society create spaces, sometimes it's just market driven. Sometimes it's a private property owner. They acquire land and they build something as long as it fits with the established rules, zoning. There's a lot of discretion for them to build something ugly. I mean, that's the reality. But a presidential library, museum center, I think there's a higher bar, and hence that's why there's been such controversy surrounding this museum library center. So, you know, let's see if we can just spend a little bit of time unpacking it. What exactly is going on here? You know, the one article I read about suggested that Barack Obama was just like very heavily involved in the design, particularly of this tower, and that there was a sense that he wanted to make an important statement, something that was very large, monumental, and evocative, emotionally evocative. So much about what I have been doing research on in urban planning over the last 8 or so years has been looking at that ways that people respond to the built environment at an emotional level. Sometimes urban planners forget that us humans, the ones who are going to visit the museum, are going to walk around it, who live nearby, that we are evolved mammals who are bipedal. We walk on 2 feet, we stand upright, and our heads tend to tilt usually about 3 degrees while we're walking. This building is just unequivocally just not built for that creature, us. It's just not, because we know what that creature, us, what we know what we need. And we need certain types of shapes and forms and colors and materials for us to be comfortable, to be relaxed, and to be engaged. And we're going to just start with one really, really simple, clear quality of this museum, which is the building's facade. So as people approach it, there are some vertical striations on the left side. There are a couple punched windows kind of high up and a few trees planted. But basically, the whole thing is just blank. And I'm sure that former President Barack Obama and his architects were purposeful about that. But unfortunately, they have not studied human biology, and they don't understand that this is not good for humans. Maybe it's good for dogs or other creatures, but if you're building it for humans, this is not working. You know, what we have really compelling science, and I'm going to show you some examples. We have really compelling evidence that the human beings don't like seeing blank walls, that that's actually really bad for us, that the view of complexity is good for us. So you saw a couple windows and a couple striations. That's the problem. It's, you need to be able to see more than just a couple windows and a couple of striations. Humans are not designed for that purpose. We're designed to be able to be seeking out that kind of complexity. And so, you know, I think I'm just going to give you some examples here. I can share my screen again. This is still new. Still new to me. All right. So I'm going to just show you guys a library in Staten Island, New York. That's on the right. And this is my former student, and she's looking at the library, and we're tracking her eyes. We're tracking her eye movement. Watch this. And you can see how her eyes look at the different parts of the building. Okay. Now here, what we did is we photoshopped out the windows. We created these blank walls, just like the kind of blank walls that the Obama Center has. And it's amazing. People look at the building differently. And we're really talking those first 3 to 5 seconds when, on an unconscious level, you're not even controlling where you're looking. Your brain, that evolved mammal that you are, is making all the decisions about where your eyeballs are gonna look. So this is what it looks like those two students compared. You can see on the left side. Basically can't even see the blank walls. And this is presented in a different way. It's called a heat map. It's not about heat and cold, it's about intensity. And you can see there's just really phenomenal intensity on the one on the right in terms of the windows. So what you're doing is your eyes are focusing in on where there is different types of complex elements, and they're not looking. Your eyes are not drawn to that blank wall. So what happens is the Obama Museum ends up basically being invisible. Your eye won't see it. I think I had something else here. No, okay, I'm gonna stop sharing again. So really, this is really groundbreaking in terms of understanding how poor a design that Barack Obama has created here, because not only will people not see it, they will not see this building at an unconscious level. If you don't see something at an unconscious level, then you won't remember it. So that's how our brain operates. If you are not looking at something, it's through those fixations, as you saw the eye movements when the eye stops and the circle kind of gets big. That's a fixation. And as the eye fixates, that's when the information goes into the brain, and depending on the circumstances, either short-term or long-term memory. And it's not happening. It's literally not happening for a blank facade. So that means that basically people have nothing to fixate on when they look at that building. And so they're not going to remember it. I mean, there are other striations and a couple windows. It's just not a lot for such a massive structure. So yeah, I mean, if someone gets hired, maybe they're a professional architectural critic and they're still, you have to look at the building. Yeah, they'll look at the building, but nobody else will. And so, in that sense, the president has failed to create a monument, an object that's important, and it's going to contribute to the vitality of life in that neighborhood, and certainly to his own legacy. So, I mean, this is one element of the debate, and I'm really glad that you guys all kind of joined in and called in to log in to be part of this live stream to kind of talk about what's going on with this museum, this library center. And I wanted to open up any if anyone has any questions or comments, but this is really opportunity to talk about the Obama Center, but also to talk more broadly about some of these topics and themes. I mean, I welcome any questions or comments. I also have been on this Hubbub Studios page for quite a long time, but in my role has been always behind the scenes. So I'm really happy to be able to come in front of the camera here and join you all in talking about Hubbub. We will be working in the fall on a new episode of Hubbub. So definitely subscribe to this channel And you know, depending on you know, a variety of factors, we may or we may not do future live streams. This was actually not even my idea. This was my student's idea. So, you know, I can imagine a situation where maybe one of them may end up doing an additional live stream. So if you have ideas for topics, you know, definitely, you know, we'll welcome that. So, yeah, so thank you so much for calling in. I'll just kind of linger here for a minute if anyone does have any questions. Otherwise, I look forward to staying in touch. And, you know, feel free to continue to subscribe to this channel and also my podcast, where I'm going to post this, is Cognitive Urbanism. That's on Cognitive Urbanism is on the Apple Podcasts. So thank you so much.